The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, it's time for news or nope. We tell you stories and then...
Newsy stories.
Yeah, and then you go, nope, this is dumb. It's supposed to be my job to do that, but...
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Sorry, guys. Okay.
News or nope?
Yes.
If you really love News or Nope, all of them are on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Keep going back there.
Yeah.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Today's a big day for... Oh, I'm so sorry. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Welcome.
I'm just so excited. Today is a really big day for the Slacker Show. We get to celebrate someone very special.
I know I know what you're doing.
Without this person, we would literally not have a show.
I know what you're doing.
So please join me in wishing a happy birthday.
Exactly. It's gonna be
to Rocky, the Nuggets mascot.
We
incredible.
Love you, Rocky.
We love him. He is the best mascot in the country. I mean, the shows that he puts on at Nuggets games, absolutely insane.
You know it's not the same Rocky anymore.
It's a son, right?
I don't think it is.
Really?
Oh, we should look it up, but like
out of the family
Rocky
business?
That has been in there. Have I ever told you my Rocky story? If I have, forgive me. Which story did I tell you?
The one where you guys did an event together, Rocky disappeared and he came back and was like,
as
pleasure.
As the guy.
Yeah.
Did I tell you?
Off.
Did I tell
as
you?
As the guy.
As just, no, he just came back as like a person. And he was like, a pleasure working with you. And I'm like, when have we ever worked together? And I was like, oh. But now he's on the news. He's been on the news lately going like, hey, like it's me. So I think he's out. I think it's a new guy. And he's not as cool as...
He's still great.
Yeah,
but
that dude was a daredevil psychopath.
Yeah.
Like climbing up the sides.
He's gone from the top to the bottom of Ball Arena unassisted.
Who was the one that passed out?
Him.
That was him?
Yeah, they were lowering him down during the playoffs or whatever.
Yeah.
And the harness was too tight and he was out cold, but no one knew because he's got the head on.
Right.
And they just lowered down a lifeless kitty.
Yeah.
And it's like,
terrible.
This is...
Okay.
Oh,
well,
no.
8 more lives. he was okay, though. Thank you.
Right. I do have some fun facts about Rocky. He made his NBA debut on December 15th of 1990.
Wow.
He was born in the Rocky Mountains.
Uh-huh.
He's 5'10", 154 pounds. His
it
tail,
really is his birthday today?
It is. His tail is 3
Rocky
feet long.
Or the guy?
Rocky. It said Rocky.
Okay, so the Rocky mascot's birthday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So when they put the last stitch in the costume,
and then he's
I think.
Like, yeah.
He's like,
yeah. Okay. You guys, we can do it. Just say it. It's a very important birthday.
I'm sorry. What?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Let's go! Poker face. Poker face.
Which 39. Are the lyrics?
Is she 39?
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Wow. Looks great.
Yep.
It's also Slacker's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Also 39-ish.
Suck it.
He's also 5'10.
I'm closer to 5'10 now that I've done the chiropractor thing.
Yeah.
Again? Okay, sorry. Just can we move on? I hate this part.
Good evening. More on Slacker's birthday.
Okay. There you go. You're a smart kid. You know I wasn't serious about the thing. Yeah.
Good evening. Megan Fox has welcomed her first child with her ex Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
Now, this has been, they've been in the news a lot because they were together and had vials of each other's blood and stuff. They were
the
so in love.
The rings that had like thorns in them so you couldn't take them out or off.
They did?
Yeah, they had like pokies going one side or one
but
way.
Then they broke up. He apparently was not faithful to her. They broke up. They were in Colorado. I think she was in Aspen when it happened.
That's right. She bounced. Somebody bounced.
He left, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy always has to leave.
Why?
I think that's the rule. Well, I think he was cheating.
Yeah, but then you stay in the hotel room.
I don't know.
Where the magic happened. And but then the ex-husband got involved.
He did, because apparently like Machine Gun Kelly was trying to get a hold of Megan, and then he was texting her ex-husband like, hey, has she gone into labor yet? And he's like, it's just a bad situation.
Wow.
Yeah. But thankfully, the baby's born and healthy and all that.
But we know that, does he get to see the baby or no? How does that work?
I would assume so.
I mean, he's still the father.
I know, but if you screwed up.
Yeah, but there's still no legal, what is that called?
Separation? Or, were they married?
I don't think they were. No. Because they were engaged and then called off the engagement. Oh. But there's no, when you like file, like you can't be within 60 feet of me.
Oh, restraining
Thank
order?
Thank you. Mm. Listen.
I'm here for the hard words.
You have like seven of them,
right? All right, yeah. I'm sorry. I know it's radio, but if you could see the look I just gave Aaron. I have zero restraining orders. I'm a good boy.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
There's a new trend called loyalty tests. Speaking of cheating partners, you apparently hire someone to like go onto social media or like basically try
this
to
isn't
bait
new.
Your... But you can get like paid to do it.
Oh my God. So is this your resignation? Fiery redhead looking to bone your man. Like that's really what you do. They pretend to like want to have relations with
and
you.
Like try to slide into the DMs and.
Okay.
Mm, which I is anyone falling for that? I feel like
I
would
know.
Just instantly be like, this is a setup. No one.
We have no mutuals. Yeah. Like
I've gone 30 plus years of no one ever showing interest in me, and all of a sudden I've got three inboxes about
exactly
hey, want to hook up.
That's like, so. Mm, that's exactly what happened to me. I thought it was a loyalty test. I used to do a DJ gig, like not your kind of DJ. I stood next to the DJ at a bar.
Okay.
And I was, you know,
well, I stand like next to my man. Equipment.
That's... Yeah, I was just like, yeah, everybody. Yeah, T-Hack would hate me at the club with him because he's like, put your hands in the air.
You're stomping my mix.
But here's what happened. Like, and I was dating somebody and she was kind of suspicious.
Mm.
And two chicks came up to me and started like kissing my, like two, one, two.
Mm.
And we're like, we're staying here. We have a hotel room and the whole thing. And I was like, because it was exactly what you're describing.
Yeah.
Like, there is no way that I've gone my whole life that nobody thinks I'm cool, and now two of you want to do it at the same time, and I don't know either one of you. Like,
yeah,
it was
I'm not buying
test.
It.
I passed.
You nice. Did,
but if it was real, I'm so sad. That was my shot.
You still don't know whether
how would
or
I
not.
Know? No, I mean, if you did a loyalty test, would you tell your man?
No, but how did she react or like interact with you afterwards?
My ex.
Yeah,
she was fine. She didn't act like yay.
I mean, she wasn't like extra cuddly or like extra.
No.
Oh.
So that's when I was real sad. I got home. I was like, oh, son of a. Because it might have been real. Or the other thing in my head was like, if I go, there's probably like eight frat guys waiting behind the hotel room door.
Yeah.
It's either my girlfriend or it's just a bunch of dudes like, let's beat up that long hair guy. And so
yeah.
I didn't go.
Yeah. We were really hoping you'd fall for it. I was in the group. Me and seven boys. Good evening.
Good evening.
IMAX, step aside. You're no longer the best screen around as a competition is now coming. 65 theaters are opening up AMC across the country with Screen X and 4DX capabilities.
4D?
4DX.
4D means like there's...
The chairs? Like the whole...
Something else moves.
Yes. Yeah. So it includes 40 4DX auditoriums and 25 Screen X locations. So IMAX... Old news, but is anyone going to go to the theater?
No, I like, okay, so I do go to the theaters currently, love them. I would not see a 4D thing.
Why?
Because the last time I did was at Disneyland in the Tree of Life, and it was A Bug's Life, and
I've done that one too, yeah.
Oh my God, it was terrifying. My brother and I literally
terrifying?
Had a, it was so scary.
It's cute,
they had, no,
a little, but it's
no, they had bees stinging you in the seats, and then they would like spray, they would mist. We literally had to, we cried and had to run out.
How old were you?
I think I was like 4. Haven't been back since.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.